Hello everyone, welcome back to Gemini's Late Night and Daytime Podcast. I haven't been recording in a while due to some personal issues, but you know, I'm back. I've made some changes in my life and I am actually working little by little. I still haven't found a job yet, but you know, I'm actually in a working base, so I'm getting all the skills I can get. So today's topic is how to overcome a breakup and to just move forward. Just recently, my ex, you know, from my last job court, you know, I'm not gonna lie, my mind was running on him, but I just wanted to make sure he was okay. And I decided, you know, just email him, let him know that I was still worried about him. And, you know, he wanted us to get back together, but at the same time, I honestly don't want to get back at him because I'm at a different part of my life and he's at a different spot in his life. And I want to continue move forward. I don't want to move backwards because as a 21-year-old, we tend to find something that makes us, you know, forget about everything. But going back to your ex is a big no-no. It's like saying you have a milk sitting in the fridge for a long time. You mean to tell me you're going to really go back and drink the milk when you can just buy a whole nother bit of milk? So we don't want to go back to a spoiled milk. We want a brand new milk. And I feel like it's sometimes best to actually sit down and talk with yourself and let yourself know that you deserve better. And I'm actually learning that because growing up, my dad died and, you know, I really haven't been socializing with my stepdad like that. So, you know, it takes practice. So, anyway, back to what I was saying now. You don't want to get back into the old relationship. You want to get into a new relationship. But you want to make sure that the person you're talking to treats you right. It's good to sit back and observe. Me, personally, I sit back and observe. And the thing that matters to me is communication. Sometimes I'm gonna feel some kind of way if you're not communicating back with me because I feel like you're not. You say you want me, but you're not showing it. Words and letters are way more different than just a conversation. When you open your mouth, I'm actually wanna know, make sure, I want to know that you mean it and you actually say what you mean. So knowing that my ex-fiance is in prison and I'm actually at a place where I'm trying to get my life together, I'm now realizing I don't want to go back to the same stuff that I went through when I was 17, 18. I didn't know any better. But as I'm getting older now, I'm actually learning to talk to Because when people say, oh, it's better to talk to yourself, actually it's not. Because at the end of the day, when nobody is caring about you, you're the only one who actually have faith in your own self, in God. And sometimes you gotta say, when you go to the store, you know what? It's time to start spending money on yourself. Even if it's a dollar. There's nothing wrong with buying yourself a dollar candy. Sometimes you have to reward yourself and stop, because we spend so many times trying to help people out, but we don't help our own self out. And You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do that makes yourself happy. Which, if it means moving out your parents' house, moving out of your boyfriend's house, buying yourself your own car, going back to school, it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you know you're making yourself happy. So if you're in your 30s and you're going back to school, there's nothing wrong with it. So, yeah. So anyway, you gotta learn to love your own self, because you know, before you love yourself, think about it. Do you wanna go back to your ex, or do you wanna make your life? Do you wanna be happy? Think about it. You rather go to hell or you rather go to heaven? Cause if you're going back to your ex, good luck on you, but you know, you gotta know what you want in your life. And you going back to your ex is not going to make it worth it at all. You're going to make yourself more miserable, more tired, stressful. So before you think about going back to your ex, think about having your own place, having your own car, having your own degree, having your money in your bank, and not have to spend nothing on no dude who doesn't even need it. The only time you can actually spend something on somebody, if you know they actually took the time out to actually get to know you. But if they don't take the time to get to know you, and they quit to say, oh, can I smash, can I this, can I that, then that's a red flag right there. So, you know, if you want to hear more, or you want me to talk more, just message me or email me, or add your favorite. You can share my podcast. So thank you for listening to Gemini's Late Night and Daytime Podcast, and I will be here. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.